This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Some Montanans are taking data center regulation into their own hands. Grassroots petitions for initiatives in Butte, Silver Bow County, and Yellowstone County aimed at curbing data center growth in Montana could make their way to ballots in November. As an artificial intelligence race takes hold around the globe, data centers that fuel the speed and efficacy of AI systems are sprouting up in communities across the country and drawing fierce opposition from locals. In Montana, where the state offers little in the way of oversight, citizen-led initiatives in Butte, Silver Bow, and Yellowstone counties are forging a potentially new regulatory path, a grassroots approach that, if successful, would put the power to approve new or expanded data centers in the hands of voters. When a proposed data center began sparking council meetings in Butte last January, real estate broker Denise Kelly was getting frustrated. She'd never been involved in politics, but she worried about the impact that Washington-based Sabey Corporation's massive complex could have on her community, especially when it comes to water use and electricity rates. I think the majority of people in this country, not just Butte, don't want data centers, Kelly said. But I don't know why the government, especially our local governments, aren't listening to us. I don't know why they're selling out their towns. In February, furious at what she saw as a one-sided push to get a data center on the ground, Kelly decided to take control. She started the nonprofit 406 People First, talked with local advocates, and met with a lawyer to eventually draft language that, after gathering enough supportive signatures, could eventually make its way onto Butte Silver Bow ballots and for the first time give community members a voice in checking data centers. Kelly is now in the signature-gathering phase of the effort, and she's not alone. A similar initiative is in the works in Yellowstone County. Taken together, the From the Ground Up petitions could upend the future of major data centers in Montana. Kelly said, Butte has a long history of citizens asserting their collective power against corporations and government. We can do it again and make sure development happens on our terms. The model of the petitions in both Butte Silver Bow and Yellowstone counties are identical. Citizen-led petitions need to gather signatures from 15% of registered voters. That means 3,600 people in Butte Silver Bow and 16,500 signatures in Yellowstone County. If organizers pass those hurdles, voters will have a voice in November. Ballot language would say that the counties may not approve construction or expansion of any data center without a special election in which two-thirds of voters approve. Three major data centers so far are in the works in Montana, near Missoula, Butte, and Broadview, just outside of Billings. Washington-based Sabey Corporation pulled out of their agreement in Butte in May, but the company is still exploring other sites in southwest Montana, including in Silver Bow County. The largest proposed data center of all is in Broadview, north of Billings. Houston-based Quantica calls it its Big Sky Digital Infrastructure Campus, which would cover 5,000 acres and require more than 1,100 megawatts of power generation. Last month, the company asked Northwestern Energy for 7,235 megawatts of maximum additional capacity. That energy draw would dwarf the entirety of demand across the rest of Montana. Cassie Solberg, a Broadview-based homesteading mother of six, says she's tried everything to thwart Quantica's data center. She showed up to all the meetings, proposed a special zoning ordinance, and circulated a petition focused on accountability. But still, Solberg felt her voice wasn't getting heard by local officials. I've tried everything, she said. With nowhere else to turn, Solberg spearheaded the Yellowstone County ballot initiative. It functions almost identically to the Butte Silver Bow petition. If enough voters sign by the August 12th deadline, ballot language will appear in November that, if passed, would mean voters must approve any new or expanded data center. No matter what happens with the petition and in November, Solberg described her efforts as a blueprint that other communities could follow if similar data center proposals sprout in their own backyards. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.